This is the Daf Yomi, Masechet Review, Masechet Sanhedrin, tape number 4.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Naftali ben Rav Yitzchok Greenbaum, Zichron Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding in Masechet Sanhedrin, at the beginning of Perek Ches, Perek Ben Serer Umere from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, a Ben Serer Umere, a rebellious child, from what age and until what age is he eligible to be a Ben Serer Umere? The Mishnah answers, he becomes eligible when he brings Shtei Saras, he brings two hairs, and he is eligible until he comes to the stage of Yakif Zakan, i.e. the public hair grows in. At that point, he's too old to be a Ben Serer Umere, since he's now considered an Ish, a man. The Mishnah uses a Lashon of Zakan, since this is a Lashon Nakia. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that a Katan is Pater from the Halacha of Ben Serer Umere? Gemara answers, since he's not in the Klal of Mitzvahs, he's Pater. And if a young person has his own child, this child is Pater from the din of Ben Serer Umere, as the Pasuk says, Ki yeh le'ish Ben Serer Umere. Daf Samach Tes. A child who is 9 years old can have Bia, which can provide Zera, but it cannot produce a child, since it's like grain, which hasn't reached a third of its growth. If you plant it, it won't grow. The only period of time that a boy can be a Ben Serer Umere is for a period of 3 months eligibility. And finally, we go after Reiv, and that tells us that most women give birth to a child after a period of 9 months. Irav Huna asks, by Dini Nefashos, we go after Reiv? The Pasuk says, V'shaftu v'hitzilu. We can't be so quick to kill. Ravina says, we do go after Reiv, as we see by the case of two Edim, who are makrish zeh by one day of when the murder actually took place. For example, one Ed says the murder took place on Gimel Iyar, and one says the murder took place on Dalet Iyar. We say that this is considered good Eidus, even though they're one day apart, because we say Ta'u bi'ibura diyarcha. One of them made a mistake about which day of Rosh Chodesh took place. In other words, it's possible that one person didn't find out whether Rosh Chodesh was the day after 29 or the day after 30, and therefore, until he finds out, could take a week. So within that first week, they make a mistake. One thought that Rosh Chodesh was one day. The other one thought Rosh Chodesh was the next day. So one thought today, the day the murder took place, was Gimel, and one thought today was Dalet. That we allow. And therefore we see we do go after Reif. The Shulchan Aruch says that the same halacha that we say here applies in cases of mominus as well. For example, if two Edim are makrish ze'eseh as to the date of a loan, Beis Din says their edus is considered good because one of them was ta'u bi'ibura diyarcha. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamed, Sifkot and Yudalet, asks, since Ravina explains in our Gemara that this halacha is based on the concept of Reiv, it should not apply in monetary cases, because we know, by Momenus, we say, Ein holchin b'momen achar ha-Reiv. The Stipler, as is brought in Kuntres al-Hadaf, and the Stipler is in Hoysophus on Masechta Sanhedrin, Simen Vav, in answer to this question, explains that there's a fundamental difference between the questioning of witnesses regarding cases of mominus, and cases of nefashos. Regarding monetary cases, even without employing the concept of reiv, Beis Din would not automatically disqualify witnesses merely because they're machetz each other regarding the date of the loan, even if only half of the population, not reiv, are prone to making calendar mistakes. Beis Din would attribute their inconsistent testimony to a mistake with respect to the calendar rather than assume that one of the witnesses is lying, since the rule is that all people have a cheskas kashrus. They're considered to be valid and good witnesses until they're proven otherwise. Therefore, even though we don't follow the principle of reiv to take money from a muchzak, Beis Din nevertheless relies on these two witnesses and assumes that one of them was mistaken as to the proper date. The Stipler explains that regarding cases of dini nefashos, there is an additional requirement incumbent on a Beis Din of drisha and chakira, to examine the witnesses and ask them certain questions. If an aide does not know the answer to one of these questions, he is automatically disqualified. Whereas regarding monetary cases, witnesses are disqualified only if they contradict each other. In a capital case, the fact that a person has a cheskes kashrus is not sufficient to validate a witness who doesn't properly respond to Beis Din's chakiras. Thus, in order to validate a witness who gives the wrong date, it's necessary for our Gemara to employ the concept of Reiv, which states that since people are prone to confuse the dates, it's considered as if the stated date was correct. However, if not for Reiv, Beis Din would not be able to accept his testimony, even though he has a cheskes kashrus, stating that he presumably is not lying, since he, nevertheless, did not respond correctly to Beis Din's examination. The Gemara says if a woman has bia with her son, who is a katan, and he does a partial bia, Beis Shammai says she's pasul mikahuna, as a zayna, since this is called bia. Beis Hillel says she's still kosher, since this really is not a bia. This machlokes is if he's 8 years old. If he's under 8 years old, all agree that it is not considered a bia. If he's over 9 years old, all agree that it is considered a good bia. The proof to this is from the case of Achitofel, who gave birth to Eliam, who gave birth to Basheva, who gave birth to Shlema, all in a span of 26 years. The Gemara says a woman generally matures before a man and may be able to have a child as early as 6 years old, as we see from Basheva. The Gemara says Avram married Yiska, who was really Sarah, and she was called Yiska because she had Ruach HaKodesh, as we see from the Pasuk, Kol Asher Taimar Eilecha Sarah, Shma Bekoila. Hashem told Avram to listen to Sarah, since she had more Ruach HaKodesh than him. And finally, the din of Ben Seiru Meira is only by a boy, not a girl. This is learned because of Exeris HaKosef. Dafayin, the Mishnah. At what point is the Ben Seiru Meira chayev? If he ate a lot of meat and a certain amount of Italian wine, which can cause an addiction. Rabbi Yossi says, double the amount of meat. But if he ate the meat, which we're talking about here, by a Sudas Mitzvah, he isn't considered a Ben Seiru Meira. Gemara. He's only a Ben Seiru Meira if he ate and drink in a way that could be habit-forming. But if he ate expensive meat, he's not chayev, since he couldn't possibly keep up the habit of eating expensive meat. Rav Chanan said, wine was only created to comfort sad mourners and to give schar to the Rishayim who get some reward from their mitzvahs in this world. From the pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Gimel, Al Tera Yayin Ki Yis Adam, we learn, don't go after wine, since it reddens the face of Rishayim in this world, but whitens it in Eilam Haba when they receive their Ein Shem. Rav Kahana said, if a person is zeicha in wine, he goes to the Rosh, he goes to the front. But if he isn't zeicha, he becomes desolate. The pasuk refers to Noach as Ish Ho'adama, since Hashem gave Teichacha to Noach that he should have learned from Adam HaRishon, who got into trouble from Yayin. The tree was the Eitz Hadas, which grew grapes. Others say the Eitz Hadas wasn't grapes, but rather it was a fig tree. The Gemara says during the last 3 months of pregnancy, it's good for a husband to have relations with his wife. These are good for the child. It creates a child with a lot of energy and a good complexion. The Gemara says the Ben Seiru Meira is only chayev if he eats together with people who are batlanim. And finally, if the boy eats a meal of Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's only a Dvar Mitzvah midrabanan, for example, the person was an ovel, he's not considered a Ben Seiru Meira. Dafayin Alf. Whoever sleeps in the Beis Medrash will only remember bits and pieces of his learning. The Mishnah. If the son stole from his father, he's not a Ben Seiru Meira, unless he then eats it in someone else's property. Gemara. If he eats by his father, after stealing from his father, he's pater, since he's afraid of his father, and this act would not be habit-forming. In other words, he wouldn't do it again because he's afraid he'll get punished by his father. The next Mishnah. If only one parent wants to bring him to Beis Din, there's also no din of Ben Seiru Meira. Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, the truth is that there never was and never will be a Ben Seiru Meira, since it's so difficult for him to fulfill all these halachas. These halachas, however, were written, though, so we can get the schar for learning them. Drush v'kibel schar. Rabbi Yechanan said, he did see a Ben Seiru Meira, and he sat by his grave. Rabbi Eliezer said, any city that has at least one mezuzah cannot become an ir hanidachas. The next Mishnah. If one parent is blind, deaf, or missing an arm, you can't have the halacha of Ben Seiru Meira. The Mishnah says, three people give him Hasra, and he gets Malchus. If he does it again, then he's eligible for Skila. The next Mishnah. If the son ran away before the Gemara Din, he's Pater from the Halacha of Ben Sarah Remara. And the Gemara says, if a guy kills his friend, or is Bayal a woman, and then converts, he's Pater. The Mishnah. A Ben Sarah Remara is judged because of his future. We believe he will go on the path of crime. Therefore, it's better that he dies now while he's innocent, rather than he dies later when he's guilty. Tafayin Beis, the Gemara. Just because he ate a lot of meat and wine, why should we kill him? Gemara answers, the Torah understands that this points to a very bad future that will be bad for Klal Yisrael. The next Mishnah, as background. This Mishnah deals with the halacha of Ba B'machteres. If a ganav builds a tunnel to gain access to a house, we are permitted to kill him, and this is not called Ritzicha, since the Pasuk in Mishpatim says, Ein loy damim. We're afraid that he will get into the house, and he will kill the owner of the house. Therefore, since we're afraid of this, we can kill him before he gets to the owner of the house. The exception to this case in the Mishnah is a case of a father and a son, where in that case, even if one is above a machteres, we're not afraid one will kill the other. And the Mishnah says, someone who is above a machteres, it's judged al shem saifai. Just like a ben seiru meire is killed because of the bad that he will eventually do, so too, this ganav can be killed because what he will eventually do, i.e. he will kill the balabais. If while the ganav was digging, he broke the chavis, the barrels of the balabais, and was yeshloi damim, meaning that he wasn't eligible for death because it was a case of a father and a son, then he must pay for the chavis, for the barrels that he broke. But if it was einloi damim, one who was eligible for death, i.e. it was anyone else, not a father-son combination, then he's pater from paying the money on the chavis, on the barrel, since we say the halacha of kimlei bidirabim mine. Right now he's chayav misa, because he's baba machteres, anyone could kill him. So since he's both chayav misa and he's chayav mamonis, we say that he only gets the harsher of the two punishments, i.e. the chayav misa. But chayav mamon is pater because of kimlei bidirabim mine. The chiddush is that even if he doesn't end up getting killed, he's still pater from tashlumin. This is because while he was baba machteres, he was eligible to get killed. This is similar to a case of chayve misas shaygigin, where he doesn't get killed and he's pater from tashlumin. Gemara. Rava says, a baba machteres has a chiyav to get killed, since there's a chazaka that an owner will defend his house. And the ganav will say to himself, to get rid of the owner, I'll have to kill him. Therefore, this is the chazaka. The Torah, because of this chazaka, allows you to kill him. As we know, imba lahargecha hashkem lahargai. If someone is coming to kill you, you can preempt him and kill him first. Rav says if someone is baba machteres and he steals kelim, he's pater from paying them back, since at that time he had a chi of misa. Therefore, he's pater from mammon because of kim lebi de rabamine. Rav disagrees because he says he's like a shayel, where since he gets all the hana'ah, he's chaya for einsin, therefore kim lebi de rabamine would not apply. If someone steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's still chayav for Geneva. Aye, kim lebi rab mine, he's chayav misa. Why should he be chayav for Geneva? Gemara answers, the chiyav of Geneva came before. I.e., as soon as he picked it up in the yard, he's chayav for Geneva. The chilul Shabbos only comes chal when he walks out into a Rosh Hashanah. Since these two chiyuvim came at different times, he's chayav for both, and we do not say kim lebi rab mine. We paskin that if the stolen chafetzim are still around, the ganav must give them back. If on Shabbos the tunnel collapses on top of the ganav, we're mechal Shabbos for him, and we're mefakeach alav es hagal. We remove the rubble to try and save him. In other words, we're mechal Shabbos like we would for anyone else. From the pasuk v'huka, we learn that not only is the owner of the house allowed to kill the ganav, but anyone can kill him in order to protect the balabais. If the baba machteres is a katan, we can also kill him. This is although normally someone can only be killed with hasra, and since a katan can't be given hasra, he really should be pater from an einish. But since a baba machteres doesn't need hasra, a katan is equal to a gadol, and if he's a raidef, we can kill him as well. The Gemara says if a woman is having difficulty in delivering a baby, if her life becomes endangered, the midwife can put her hand into the mother and kill the unborn child in order to protect the life of the mother. However, once the head of the child comes out, we cannot kill the child, since he is now a nefesh. And ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. We don't kill one person to save another. Why don't we consider the child to be a raidif, like a baba machteris, just like the case we had before, where someone is going to kill. If someone digs a tunnel under a house, and we're allowed to kill him because he's going to kill the balabayas, consider this child to be a raidif, to be a baba machteris, because the danger is that he's going to kill the mother. Where answers, the danger to the mother comes not from the child, but from the difficulty of giving birth, which is really min hashamayim. Mishmaya karatzvila. It's Shamayim that really wants her to die, not the baby. Aladaf brings two interesting cases, one from the Panamiris and Chelek Gimel Sifches, who addresses a case where there are complications during a childbirth, and the attending doctor claims that if the baby, which is coming out of the mother, is not immediately killed, then both the baby and the mother will die. The Panamiris considers permitting the killing of the baby in such a case, since the baby, in any case, is destined to die. This ruling is based on Rashi here, who suggests that in a case where an entire city is threatened by murderers, unless they turn over a certain resident to them, they're permitted to surrender the designated victim to the murderers, since that designated resident would have been murdered in either case. Also, the Mishnah in Ohalos permits aborting the life of an unborn baby before its head exits its mother's body, in order to save the mother, because the mother's life is considered more important than that of the baby. Tosfos, over there, on Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Leka, asserts that although a fetus is not considered a full-fledged living person, and a Jew is not subject to the death penalty as a murderer if he kills it, nevertheless, there is a Torah Isser to abort a fetus. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, likewise indicates that generally speaking, it's usur to abort a fetus, because the Rambam writes that a fetus could be aborted only when the mother's life is in danger, only because the fetus is considered a raidif since it's endangering the mother's life. Thus, the Rambam clearly indicates that if not for the fact that the fetus is considered a raidif, it would be prohibited to kill the fetus. Therefore, Hagoyen Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Igros Moshe, Chayshim Mishpat Chelik Beis, Seif Simen Tes, writes that an abortion of a fetus is considered Ritzicha, and therefore is totally Usser, except of course in a case where it involves the mother's life, or the mother's life could potentially be in danger. Dafayin Gimel, the Mishnah. These are the people that if someone is chasing them, we're allowed to kill the person who is chasing them. Number one, if Reuven is running to kill Shimon, we can kill Reuven. Number two, if Reuven is running to force someone else into Mishkav Zohar, or is running after someone for the purpose of Arayis, we can kill that person. However, if someone is running to live with an animal, to be Mechal Shabbos, or to worship Abba Vedazara, then we're not allowed to kill that person. Gemara. From the Pasuk of Leisamad Al Damreyecha in Vayikra Yotes, we learn that if someone is drowning in a sea or being attacked by a behemoth, we must save them from potential death. There's a machlekes amongst the poskim as to whether or not one is mechuyev to jeopardize his own life to save a friend's life. The Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat Simen Tovchaf Vav brings the Hagos Maimon who holds that one is even mechuyev to place his life in jeopardy, a sofik sakana, in order to save his friend from vaday sakana. The Sma, however, brings many Paiskim who disagree with the Beis Yosef and who say that one is not mechuyev to risk their own life in order to save their friend's life. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Shin Chaf Tes, Sifkat Yud Tes, says that though one is not mechuyev to risk his own life in order to save his friend's life, nevertheless, one should not simply excuse himself on the grounds that saving his friend's life may involve an element of danger to himself. But rather, if someone sees his friend in big trouble, he should act spontaneously and make an attempt as much as possible to save his friend, unless he's sure that by doing that particular act, he'll definitely danger his own life. The Gemara says the halacha is that one can kill a roidif. That's learned via a hekesh from Nara Hamurasa. And finally, the reason we can kill a person who wants to be bail a Nara Hamurasa, or any erva for that matter, is since the woman will become a zayna and then the child will be a mamzer. That's enough to save a big trouble lies ahead, and therefore you can kill that person. If Reuven was running after Shimon to kill him, and Shimon could have stopped him by knocking out one of his limbs, but instead he killed him, Shimon then is chayev misa. This halacha is learned from the pasuk in Mishpatim about two men who were fighting, and they injured a pregnant woman who passed by and killed her unborn child. This pasuk, by the way, is where we learn the halacha of kimlei b'derabimine as well. If someone is trying to save his friend from a roidif, and on the way he breaks kalim, he's pater, because if he'd be chayev, this would discourage people from saving a friend from a roidif, since if they broke kalim on the way, they lose their money. Therefore, this would discourage people. Therefore, this person is pater. In Lud, they came to a maskana on the following halacha. All avera shebatara, if someone is told, if you don't do the avera, we'll kill you, we say, yahareg v'yal yaver. You should do the avera and not allow yourself to be killed, since the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yudches, says, v'chai bohem. We learn that a person does mitzvahs in order to live, not to die when he does mitzvahs. V'chai bohem v'loi sheyomus bohem. The exception to this rule of v'chai bohem is three cases. Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. In the cases of worshipping idols, being over on the Isser of Gili Arayis, and potentially having to kill someone, we say Yahareg V'Al Yaver. If someone says, either you're over one of these Averas or I'll kill you, then don't be over the Avera, but rather allow yourself to be killed. Yahareg V'Al Yaver. Also, if one is threatened publicly to do an Avera, and Chilul Hashem would occur if he did the Avera, then he must also give up his life, even for a regular Avera, besides one of these three big cardinal sins that we mentioned before. Also, if there's a Xeris Malchus, one must also be killed for anything. The Gemara asks, why does the Torah use two Lashinus of V'yahafta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your life, u'v'chol ma'idecha, and with all of your money? Why doesn't it just say b'chol nafshecha or b'chol ma'idecha? More answers, if money is more important to someone than life, we need b'chol ma'idecha. And if life is more important to a person than money, we need b'chol nafshecha. This pasuk is the makar of Yaharig v'yayavar by Avodah Zarah. We learn the chiyav of Yaharig v'yayavar for Gili Arayis from Nara Hamurasa, that since it's compared to Ritzicha, just like if someone runs after her, you can kill this roidif, so too, just like by Ritzach, we say Yaharig v'yayavar, so too by Nara Hamurasa, and in fact by all Arayis. And the fact that Ritzicha, Shvichas Damim, has a halacha of Yaharig v'yayavar, how do we know that? That's learned from Svara. So Lamaskana, we say that in all cases, with the exception of these three cardinal sins, Yavar v'al Yaharig, a person should not give up his life, except in these three cases that we mentioned, and of course, Chilul Hashem, and so on. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, says that in cases where the halacha is Yavar v'al Yaharig, you should do the Avera and not be killed. One is not only allowed to transgress the Avera, but he's mechuyev to transgress the Avera in order to preserve his life. The Gemara says the halacha of giving up one's life if it'll involve Chilul Hashem b'farhesya, that kind of a case must involve at least a b'farhesya of 10 people. The 10 is learned from Kerach, where it says, he badlu mitaych ha'eda hazais. Eda is equal to 10 people. Therefore, Chilul Hashem, in this type of a case of Yaharig v'al Yaver, has to be in front of 10 people. It's interesting to point out that this Eda by Adas Kerach also teaches us that 10 is needed for a minion of people to say Kedusha and Kaddish. The Gemara says when Esther was taken and forced to live with Achashverosh, this was Befarhesya. So why wasn't Esther Meiser Nefesh? She should have given up her life and not be over on the Avera of Gili Arayis. Abai answers that since in a Maisa Bia, a woman is considered Karka Olam, and she is just passive in the act of Bia, she's not Mechuyev to give up her life. A person is only Mechuyev to give up their life in a case of kum va'aseh, not in shev v'yaltasa. The Rian Taisvis explains in detail that a shev v'yaltasa never has a chiyav of Yaharig v'yayavar. For example, if a guy threatens to throw you on a baby, which would kill the baby, or he'll kill you, you're not mechuyav to give up your life. Since this is a passive act, it's a shev v'yaltasa. You're not actually pushing yourself on the baby, he's pushing you on the baby. That's shevi al tasa. Versus, for example, a case where he said, kill the baby. That's a kumbase, an active maisa of ritzicha. That, of course, yubi mechuyev in yaharig v'al yaver. But if he threatens to push you on the baby, that's shevi al tasa, and that a person is not mechuyev in yaharig v'al yaver. Rava says, in this particular case, the question of Esther, that it's only Achashverosh who had hanos atzman, since he wanted it. Esther was a pure anusa. Therefore, that's why she was not mechuyev in yaharig v'al yaver in that case. And finally, the Gemara asks, since one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is Kiddush Hashem, if threatened with losing his life, if he isn't Eved Avodah Zarah, is the guy Mechuyev in Yaharig V'al Yaver? Gemara answers, he is not. Tafayin Hei. There was a Maisa where a man very much wanted a certain woman, and he became so sick that his life was in danger. The doctor said that the only cure for him is to be Bail that woman. The Chachamim Paskind, he cannot be Bail her, but rather he should give up his life. I.e., for Gili Harayas, we say, Yaharig V'al Yaver. The doctor then said, maybe if she just undressed in front of him, his life could be saved. The Chachamim again said, it's better that he should die. It was a machlekes if this woman was an Eishes Ish or a Pnuya. If she was an Eishes Ish, we can understand the Chumrah. But if she's just a Pnuya, why should he give up his life? More answers, so B'nois Yisrael shouldn't become Prutzis in Arayas. The Rishayim learn that depending on the circumstances, Beis Din can make these takanas in order to save many people from averus during a certain generation. I.e., it's better that one person should die that many, versus many people should be over an avera in the future. The Nemuk Yosef, which is brought in the Shach, Yeradeya, Simen Kufnun Zayin, Sifkat and Yud, learns from this Maisa that the halacha requiring one to sacrifice his own life in order not to transgress one of the three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim, and Gili Arayis, applies not only to the main Isurim, i.e. directly Avodah Zarah, or directly Gili Arayis, but even to the Avaz Rayu, even to the associated lesser Isurim, which are merely affiliated with these three cardinal sins. Even though, for example, conversing or looking at married women is not the main Isur of Znus, i.e. it's not really Arayis, major Arayis, the main Isur of Arayis, and therefore is not punishable by Misa, nevertheless, since one is osur, it's osur for a person to look at a woman or to converse with a married woman, therefore, one is not permitted to transgress such an isur under the threat of death, since it's a sin associated with znus, like sikravu legalis erva. Therefore, a person would even be mechuyev in Yaharig V'al Yaver in this type of a situation. And this marks the end of this parak.